Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Erica Rosa, the Livestock Market Information Center, up next.
Whether you're raising row crops, small grain, forage, or livestock, the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th, 10th, and 11th is a don't-miss event. You'll find the latest products and services for your operation. Take in a gentle horse training clinic with Craig Cameron, sponsored by Sutherland's. Browse expanded hay, spray, and power equipment exhibits, plus the exciting livestock handling skills competition for scholarship dollars. Be sure to test drive and register to win a Hustler Sport mower. It's all free, so you be sure to go. You'll have a great time.
Hello, I'm Lynn Burr with C Minerals from Arkansas, a product that can be used as a fertilizer and as a cattle mineral. It's a great substitute for commercial fertilizer. We're going to be at the Tulsa Farm Show this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's the 9th, 10th, and 11th, and booth 145. Come by and see us, and let's talk about this. We'll be glad to share with you.
The week of Thanksgiving, we had cash cattle prices up to $1.02. We thought that might be the high of this fourth quarter, but no, this last week jumped it up another couple of dollars in very active trade, very heavy trade, up to $1.04 at Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico feedlots, according to Texas Cattle Feeders, a 103.50 top end in western Kansas. Erica Rosa with the Livestock Market Information Center says it was indeed a surprise.
Extremely high prices. I mean, these are record high prices. There was some discussion that maybe some packers were a little concerned about tight supplies going into the next few remaining weeks of December down in the southern plains, which helped support the prices. But nonetheless, it was a great week. Anything over 100 is great, but reaching 104 was just even better. Looking ahead, can these prices be sustained? That's the question many of us are thinking about. It depends on the box beef cutout. Can packers get another couple dollars out of that cutout to support fed cattle prices at these levels?
We report those wholesale box beef prices on a regular basis, and they have been very strong this fall, well above a year ago, as Erica Rosa has indicated. One thing, though, that's out there that does help us a great deal that sometimes flies under the radar, that's the so-called drop credit. Very strong, approaching $12 a hundredweight.
Yes, the byproduct value, which many people often forget about, is a big contributor to packer margins. And when export markets are good, the byproduct value is higher valued, and that trickles down into fed cattle prices. The reason I say the export market is our consumers here in the U.S. really don't care for a lot of those non-meat items like the liver and the tongue. So when things are good in export, in our export markets, our byproduct values are higher. And like I said, that helps support fed cattle prices. Now, this year, we've seen a rebound in our byproduct value. We peaked at it in 2008 at almost $12 per hundredweight. This past week, we were just a few cents shy of that, and that is very impressive. Most all the non-meat items, all those items that comprise of the byproduct value, as I mentioned, the tongue, the liver, the hides, are all above a year ago. It's great news. It's helping support fed cattle prices, and even more importantly is the hide. The hide value accounts for over half of that byproduct value, and the economy, both here in the U.S., as it improves, and the global economy continues to improve, we've seen more demand for hides, for leather products. In fact, the hide was trading in the $80 to $90 per range this past month. Last year at this time, it was in the mid-60s to low-70s. So just that alone has helped support the byproduct value.
Cattle Market Watcher Erica Rosa with the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, December 11th, and the 29th Annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl Competition. It begins at noon at the Durant Livestock Auction, Durant, Oklahoma, selling 100 hand-selected limousine and limflex bulls. You can see the catalog online at AmericanCattleServices.com and view the offering and bid online at DVAuction.com. Don't miss the 29th Annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale coming up Saturday, December 11th in Durant, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.